Fontanemois, La Farita. Two listing points, the first at the entrance to the village, the second in front of the chapel dedicated to San Lorenzo. From the late Middle Ages onwards, Fontanemois was one of the most important centres of seasonal emigration linked to building work. From the feast of San Giuseppe to the feast of Santa Barbara, and sometimes even up to Christmas, the men in this community used to leave home to work as master builders in Savoy, in the Dauphine, in the Duchy of Aosta, and in Turin, Marseille, Lyon, Grenoble, and Paris. So, in the summer, it was the women who had to take on the farm work. In 1820, the parish priest of Fontenoy reckoned that there was more than 250 emigrant master builders. Right from birth, the children of the village were destined to use the stole or the towel, or in other words, to become a priest or a bricklayer. The four or five story houses are scattered around the 100 or so different hamlets on the steep mountain slopes, covered with chestnut trees, and their architectural style highlights the local inhabitants' passion for squared stones. The majority of the buildings are multi-purpose. The livestock shelter area at the bottom, the family live on the first floor, and the top floor is used to store food, hay and wood. There is also a fine fountain with a stone vault roof and a long channel carved into the rock which supplies water to the water reserve. Near the chapel you can see the school and the bread oven. A dilapidated mill located in a place nearby called Champieu, and the chapel dedicated to San Lorenzo show that the La Flats was quite self-sufficient in the main centre. La Farita is one of the villages within the Fontenoy district. The lower part of the main centre is important for the church of Sant'Antonio and the magnificent art bridge dating back to the 17th century. The surrounding landscape is dominated by terracing, which rises from the banks of the Lys up to 1,500 metres in altitude. In the past, the dry stone walls used to support the terraces used for cultivating chestnut trees below 1,000 metres and cereal crops at higher altitudes. Nowadays, the woodlands are invading the lands near the village, and some terraces have been reconverted into grasslands for foliage and vegetable gardens. La Farita is also completely deserted in the winter and is made up of several groups of houses linked by well-marked paths. The site where the chapel is located is interesting and said to date back to 1616. On the facade there are a few frescoes produced in 1877 by the artist from Biella, Antonio Sogno da Camaldona, which portray the Eternal Father at the top of the San Gerardo and San Pietro on either side of the aperture. The closely huddled houses of La Farita, from tightly structured complexes separated by covered passageways, terraces, gardens and lanes in architectural cluster of ancient style. All around you can see excellent architectural features in cut stone. On the road through Pradusas towards Cor Marial, close to the entrance to the Montmartre Natural Reserve, a small municipal eco-museum on the Mezza Montagna has been fitted out. Thanks to help provided by the inhabitants, it has been possible to put a number of everyday objects on display to the public arranged inside a traditional home.